Hi, this is Jeff Tanzabasia, and you're listening to Mystery Tour.
So, dear Jeff, what can you tell us about this last masterpiece by Asia, Gravitas?
Well, it's a collection of songs that myself and John put together towards the end of last summer. Mm-hmm. And we started with the Valkyrie song. The album was going to be called Valkyrie originally, but as time went by, I think we felt that, you know, the album had more depth and more weight, and the title Gravitas came up.
Mm-hmm. And Triple X, do you call it like that? Triple X? The previous
Triple
album?
X, yeah. Triple X.
Triple X, yeah. It was a damn good album, so full of energy. How was to, you know, play those amazing songs on stage?
That was really good. I think that Triple X was a good album to play live. We played quite a few tracks from it. And, you know, I think if you think about Asia, since 2007, we've put out four studio albums now. So it's kind of quite a good output for a band that, you know, has such a quiet period in the middle.
Yeah. And what differences do you find, between recording and doing music in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and now, after the internet revolution?
Well, I think it is quite different now. I think the way that we record the albums is quite different. A lot of the stuff is done on Pro Tools, which is a different type of... You don't really need all the guys in the studio anymore, you know, at the same time. So each person kind of comes in and does their bit. So that sort of approach has changed a little bit. And also I think that we're conscious of the fact that, you know, people don't necessarily buy albums anymore as such. You know, they're more interested in downloading individual tracks. But having said that, we do try and make an album as two sides of a vinyl as well. So it has a concept feel of an album.
Yeah, and how are you going to promote the new album, like with a world tour?
Yeah, I think we're talking about doing some basic stuff in June. We're going to do a couple of shows in the UK and go to Japan. And then I think we're talking about towards the end of August coming into Europe and doing a number of shows there and then going into the States in October. So it's going to be quite a busy year for Asia, I think.
Yeah, and what can you tell us about the latest lineup change?
Well, I think that we did very well with the Reformation back in 2006 when all four original members were back. But, these things don't last forever. And I think when Steve made a conscious decision that he had other things he wanted to do and didn't feel that Asia, he could fit that into the level that he wanted to, I think that we were looking... someone else, and the three of us wanted to carry on, and Sam's name came up, and we gave him the job.
Yeah, and do you like working like with the amazing Italian label Frontiers Records?
Yeah, they've always been great to us. I mean, we've gone back now quite some years. I think that when I was doing stuff with Icon with John, which is our side project. We were working on that back nearly 10 years ago, so we seem to have had a very long-term relationship with them, which is very good.
Yeah, and what would you suggest to, you know, young bands which want to do melodic rock stuff, such as Asia, now in 2014?
Well, I think there's always an opening for young bands to come through and do stuff.
It's quite a challenge, I think, today.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough because, you know, they don't have the outlets that we had, you know. Certainly, live it's very difficult to get tours together for young guys. But I think that, you know, as long as they stick at it, then things may change and they might open up, doors might open.
And what do you think, have you got any other projects apart from Asia now?
Well, I'm playing with Yes again, which is nice, and I've been doing another album with them over the last few months, and and I'm doing a little bit of touring with them this year as well. So it's been very busy on that count, and I've got my own solo projects that I do, but obviously playing in two bands at the moment is very, very time-consuming.
Yeah, and which are your, like, hopes for the future, either with Asia and all of the other projects you are involved in?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, it's nice to be busy, it's nice to be working, it's nice to be making music and new music, and I think that's the important thing, is that that keeps you going, you know, rather than, say, playing the stuff that we've played before, you know, it's a challenge to come up with new ideas and new songs.
Yeah, and finally, which are, like, your most savage memories, like, of the 80s?
Oh, God, there are hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But I do remember hearing Heat the Moment on the radio for the first time in America from the first Asia album. That was a big buzz, you know, to know that we'd actually made this album, a debut album, that we started to get played on the radio.
Yeah, and some final words to the Italian fans of Jeff and Asia?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you all again later this year. You know, we've got a very good following in Italy, which is nice. I think that they appreciate what we do. So we're very much looking forward to coming out and playing to you all again, and hope you enjoy the new album.